Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X. We are here at the Roswell Infinity Studios at North Point Executive Suites, and I have to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Really quick, before we dive into today's interview, because it is Valentine's Day, you know, I woke up this morning and was kind of just, alone with my thoughts, never a safe place to be. I just have a little message that I want to share with everyone. And, you know, today is all about expressing love to, you know, those special people in your lives. And I know that we're all going to take time to do that. But, you know, for me, I'm coming up on 2 years of launching this podcast, several years of, you know, pursuing my entrepreneurial dreams. And, you know, when I think about a day like today, Valentine's Day, and just love and everything, I also think about, you know, the love that you give yourself, the permission that you give yourself to create a life that you love. And so as you're out there celebrating, you know, with your big red hearts and sweet candies and all of that stuff, maybe take a little time and think about how you are loving yourself so much time, especially as women. And I'm so excited. I've got another, woman entrepreneur, working mom with me today. We'll probably talk about that a little bit too. You know, we spend so much time giving a lot of love to other people, but love yourself. And that means going after what you love. And so with that being said, I'm so excited to have with me today, Candace Campbell, who took the leap a few years ago to pursue something that she loved, which is Nimble Design Company. And today she helps companies to really reflect their personal culture in the built environment around them. And she brings her design talents to that. So Candace, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we dive into Nimble, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I moved to Atlanta in 09. Prior to that, I went to SCAD for interior design and just kind of migrated up here. But I grew up in Northern Kentucky, a very small town. So every step since then has kind of been a big leap of faith, including starting Nimble.
Yeah. So from small town in Kentucky to the big city of Atlanta via Savannah for SCAD. Yeah. So talk about that kind of evolution and kind of coming into your own as you kind of take on these bigger challenges.
Absolutely. I think for me, as an entrepreneur, and I think as a female entrepreneur, we tend to put self-doubt first beyond what we know we can do. So for me, you know, making the decision to move away from home to go to college in a bigger city, that being Savannah, and then looking at my junior year there and knowing, you know what, I need to take a leap to do something first and moving to Atlanta to get a head start in the job market. And then really taking the next big leap for me, which was starting in an industry that was unknown, commercial real estate, while I was still going to school. And it's kind of been a progression of that love of brand and place ever since. So I started there really in 2009. I moved to Atlanta. I started as an intern at what was then a startup commercial real estate firm who had just opened an Atlanta office, and worked for them for 5 years, growing from that intern position to creative director, and kind of realizing halfway in between that I really loved what I was doing, but I saw it as such a bigger opportunity to do something bigger and on a more select basis. So in 2014, took that next big leap to form Nimble. So we're going into our third year.
So it sounds like you had kind of been flexing that, build up the courage, go after what you want, you know, live on a bigger level. You've been kind of doing that in, you know, progressively bigger ways. And then you finally took the leap to launch your own business.
Yes, absolutely.
So talk to us about what Nimble does today.
So Nimble is a multidisciplinary design studio dedicated to branding for the built environment. And so what that means is we work directly with developers, asset managers, people within hospitality, meaning restaurateurs or hotel developers, and also marketing managers to help them define their brand and extend it into multiple channels, going from the brand positioning through graphic design into what I really saw as that missing piece when it comes to real estate and marketing, which is signage and interiors. So connecting that holistic experience to what you're actually physically seeing and experiencing.
And see, what fascinates me about what you do is I do branding like for the online, you know, online and graphic design and things like that, and helping companies to connect to that brand message and integrate that throughout. But you take that a step further and putting it into that built environment, which is so desired, especially among the startup community. There's this desire to have their company culture that they hold so much pride in reflected in every aspect of not just like a client experience coming into the office, but the employee experience as well. So you are the company that they would go to if they're looking to create that kind of environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it really starts from that arrival, that sense of arrival. So what, and this is such a missing piece that developers, asset managers aren't thinking about is, you know, what is that experience from a tenant or a customer, a guest of a tenant in your building? What is their experience getting from 400 to the building? And what is the experience for them navigating, seeing the signage presence, seeing the garage experience, and then physically getting to your suite? And then with, of course, what's in the tenant suite. So our job is really being the connector of all those details and working with our clients directly and also working with their extended teams, their marketing teams, their leasing teams, and down to the architects, and really being a connector for those details to come together and form a more holistic end experience.
And when was it that you really locked in on the fact that that was really your niche and the big value that you brought to the table?
So backing up a little bit, when I went to SCAD, I majored in interior design. And then when I started in my internship here in Atlanta, I was doing fully graphic design and marketing. So through that experience, I was able to eventually finesse with the right project how those things could come together. And so that's now solely what we're focused on, is how do we perfect that intersection of brand and place and that idea of 2D and 3D design. So I think that started probably in 2010. We picked up a big project, the biggest project, when I was previously working as an in-house creative director. And I was really able to flex that muscle, offer a ton of value add to that specific client, and while doing what my day job was, which was the graphic design component and marketing of that asset. So through that opportunity, saw the results, meaning they were able to lease those spaces faster because we were able to kind of inform that sense of place with infused branding, making sure the finishes related back to the strategy, have been able to kind of progress and perfect that ever since.
And see, you know, something that you said that I say the same things to my client in just a different way is that if you do take that time to be intentional about your branding, it does accelerate the growth and the speed at which people really connect and want to either, you know, purchase or become a stakeholder. You said that those units moved a lot faster. And I totally believe that branding is something that people can gloss over sometimes. They just want to get to work. You know, they just want to put something out there. But if you take that little bit of extra effort, it's not going to hold you back or slow you down. It's going to speed up whatever it is that you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think our biggest value add for our clients is we're there as their steady right hand and a persistent voice throughout their entire engagement. A lot of the projects we work on, the lifespan of that project is 13 months plus. So we're a part of their team for the long haul. And our core goal is to kind of ideate and challenge every detail and perfect that brand experience at every touch point. So it's not just, you know, a 30-day marketing plan that you can get through and figure out what the results are. It's really being that, you know, that persistent, living, breathing brand that's going to help them progress their overall sales goals sooner.
Well, and I'm sure you see opportunities to reinforce that brand where their minds, you know, not being in this industry, not having seen all of the different applications that you've seen, you know, you just bring so many ideas that they would have overlooked otherwise.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's such an educational process being in the niche that we're in, which is trying to help them with really four core categories of what we would view as design, branding being the foundation of that, but then complementing that through graphics and signage and interiors, and trying to explain that as how we can help. It really just goes back to we're that connecting piece that's going to be that steady voice throughout the life of their engagement. But being able to see beyond what is a new logo going to do for your building and really raising it beyond the surface level is really what we try to educate them on from that first conversation. And then from there, it's just being this persistent right hand who's going to help them through every facet of what they're working on, whether that's a commercial real estate office building or a retail development or a new restaurant concept.
I love it. In a little bit, I want to hear from you about some of the specific projects that you've worked on and, you know, what are some of the reactions that people, you know, have when they first see this space, you know, that is such a reflection of their company that they probably wouldn't have been able to put together themselves. But first, I want to go back to your story because it's really important, you know, for me on this show to dive deep into the launch of the company, because I think that's what holds so many people back, is that they're in a situation, they have an idea, you know, and some people carry around their ideas for years or even decades, but they just don't have the courage or the these are the steps I should take next to go out there and actually put that idea into action. So when you were, you know, working with your employer and you started to get this idea, you started to hone your own skills, what were some of the steps that you took to go out and launch Nimble?
You know, it was a really natural progression for me in my current state. So a lot of what we were doing within the firm I was working at was on the marketing and graphics side. What we weren't doing or what we weren't offering to our clients was that 3D experience side. They were relying solely on architects or third-party vendors to cast that vision and kind of do the legwork that was already created in the branding phase. So through my experience, I just started offering that within the company, and it just led to natural opportunities that were outside of my day job and were really becoming two full-time jobs. And so I had to make the decision. I couldn't keep up with both anymore, have a small son at home. And it was best for me to do the right thing, where my heart, follow my heart for once, and to try to put myself first. And what am I trying to create? What do I feel most passionate about? And for me, it was just being this right hand beyond the limitations of defined scope, beyond it being graphic design and marketing, and really translating that and letting it be something bigger, becoming as big as it can be in the sense of a holistic branding experience. So I had natural opportunities that I just was able to start with a project role and grow that pretty quickly from there once people knew that I was doing this on my own.
And I mean, let's chat about the fact that you had a young son. You know, you're a mom, you have responsibilities. And so how did that all factor into your decision to go out on your own?
That was the scariest part, right? You feel like as a mother, for sure, I think that changes your perspective on a lot of things. And that security and that groundedness, just knowing that you can provide and steadily provide, it's kind of the core driver in what you do and why you do it. And so for me, I knew that, and it was holding me back for a second, but it wasn't what was causing reserve, because I knew I would work as hard as I could to do the best I could for him. It really was just another driver for me to do this on my own, not necessarily holding me back.
I love it. Well, and you know, you said you just wanted to follow your heart. And that goes back to, you know, what I was talking about in the beginning, just, you know, with Valentine's Day, you got to love yourself, you know, and trust yourself. You knew that you were going to put in the work. And if that meant working, you know, more than 40 hours a week, you know, that's what you're going to do for sure. And that is usually what we sign up for.
Absolutely. Times that by three and we're about there.
I know. I haven't really gotten that laptop lifestyle. So many people talk about that's for sure. Good. Okay. So you start to, you know, so you take action, you start to put Nimble and, you know, into action. So what were some of your first steps? Talk to us about the first year.
Absolutely. So end of 2014, December 2014 is when we officially launched. Day one, we were already in a co-working space. It was a really big driver, an important thing to me. My previous employer was an open office culture, and it just allowed me to grow faster, connect with people, and let other people's experiences inform mine and let that impact my process. So I was in a co-working space. Went off doing Nimble on my own with an intern that I brought on day one, but was able to kind of grow really quickly just based on the projects that we already had. So month one, brought in our first full-time graphic designer. And then month six, we brought in our second full-time graphic designer. So by the end of year one, December 2015, we were three full-time employees and had some rotating interns.
And what was that like? I mean, you know, bringing on your first full-time employee, realizing that you've not only created an opportunity for yourself, but also for someone else, you know, and their livelihood. That must have been a really exciting, fulfilling moment for you. Maybe a little scary too, though.
Yeah, for sure. I think for sure both. Such an honor and a privilege to feel like we get to do what we love every day and also extend that love and passion and try to create a culture for others. That was something that I didn't really think about when I was starting Nimble. I knew it was something that I needed to do for myself to continue to refine and perfect my creative process, but then to teach that to others and let them embrace this idea of a connected 2D and 3D experience it's taught me a lot. It continues to teach me a lot going into year three.
Well, because so much of the work that you do with your clients has to do with the company culture and bringing that forward in their environment. And you also manage a staff, and you're very concerned with the company culture that you're creating within, you know, the employees that you have. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, what are some of your core values when it comes to company culture?
I think it blends back to our studio values and what we position for our clients of our differentiators. So our core beliefs as a firm are we're passionate about our product. Any project that we take on, we're going to live and breathe that project. We're going to believe in it. We're not going to put our views first. We're going to take on projects that we can love. Our second core belief is that we're going to be a consistent voice in your project. We're going to be a persistent right hand. And above all else, we're going to continue to be meticulous about our craft and care about every detail that comes out of our studio. So those three things, I think, trickle down from hopefully from myself to my team and them being really just passionate about what they do, caring about the projects that we're putting out and really embracing the process.
You've said this on a couple of occasions, this challenging, you know, creating that space where whether it's you for the client or it sounds like your staff as well feel like their voice is being heard and that they have the ability to present a challenge or a recommendation, you know, when that's appropriate. So I love that you're kind of bringing that out.
Yeah, I think that's so true. Our clients, when they have that first discussion with us, they may think they need one aspect of what we do. They may come to us and say, hey, we want to create a building logo, for example. And just by having a conversation and challenging what we view as their needs and what we view as complements to their needs, we're able to kind of inform and create our own scope of work and really just be that consistent design voice for them as an advocate on behalf of their project and just somebody who cares and is willing to challenge and put in the extra time to perfect all those details. So try to, right now our staff is made up of two full-time designers, a project manager and myself. So we all four work on every single engagement, kind of just being that connected design voice and able to challenge and soundboard off ideas to come up with the best end result for that project.
Speaking of the end result, I'd love to hear from you about some of the specific projects that you've worked on that, you know, really stand out to you. You know, kind of maybe paint a picture of what really made those stand out, what made them home runs for the client, and how they were able to reflect that company culture.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, we work directly with asset managers, developers, or typically restaurateurs. So our two main focuses are commercial real estate and hospitality. And we have a group of clients, and really why the reason behind that is we make it really intentional that we can grow with our clients. We're going to leave them the bandwidth so we can grow with them as they acquire new projects coast to coast. So really our first year was mostly projects non-local to Atlanta. So a lot of traveling, a lot of remote work, a lot of overseeing things and project managing efforts, having late night calls with other parties of the team to try to create the same holistic experience from miles away. And so I think that taught us a lot. It really gave us a good foundation to question our process, refine our process so it can translate to people that you're not having those in-person conversations and constant communications with. So a lot of those projects at this point in their lifespan, those were 2 years ago, they've sold. So what we were able to do with them on the branding front and connecting this consistent marketing and signage and everything that we do on behalf of our projects help them meet their sales goals and sell sooner than they would have if they wouldn't have taken that effort. So it's been great to see that, meaning to kind of test our creative process against, has it impacted the ROI? And the answer to that is yes. On behalf of a lot of our clients, they've been able to sell their assets sooner or lease them up sooner because of the efforts that we're making on the design side.
I love it. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X. We're here with Candace Campbell of Nimble Design Company, where they are bringing company culture, company brand forward in the built environment. And I'm super excited to have you here on our Valentine's Day episode. So, you know, going to some of these projects that you've completed and, you know, I'm thinking of, we have a lot of startups that listen to this show. You know, some of them might be getting out there and looking at their first spaces. They might have been coming out of co-working spaces and they've grown so that, you know, they're getting their first office space, a huge moment for a startup. So they might, you know, be starting to do that. What are some of the things that you would recommend for them? Because I know company culture is huge. What are some of the things that they can do maybe right out of the gate to start, you know, making sure that they're reinforcing their company culture and creating an environment for both their employees and for their clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's a lot of how do you view your programming of your space? How are you going to use your space? Using it to the best of your ability to make it a flexible space, a flexible environment where you can have those impromptu conversations and brainstorming meetings, invite clients in, A lot of the trends that we're seeing that are not new to Atlanta, but we've seen kind of coast to coast over the past couple of years are the idea of open break room, allowing the break room to be a place around the table where you're having those discussions and morning coffee, kind of de-channeling the hierarchy that exists in some of the bigger startups that are out there and just allowing conversations to be heard by all. Open office is a big part of that, natural light. And I think fewer offices and more opportunities for those kind of just impromptu breakouts that are going to lead to stronger innovation.
It's about creating community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Breaking down those walls. I love that. Good. Do you see that a lot of people are moving in that direction, reinforcing that? Do you see that people are catching on and that trend is coming forward more? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, that's definitely true. You used to see that more in specific markets. So if we're talking about Atlanta specifically, Midtown has been the bed for that for years. And now Midtown, of course, has its own defined districts. We have a lot of projects going on right now in West Midtown. And the idea of adaptive reuse and creating space out of industrial buildings that have that natural raw material, that kind of creative edginess that everybody wants and is attracted to. But we're also seeing that in other markets. So Buckhead, which is a financial district, you're seeing that more and more there of asset managers and developers kind of creating that sense of place at a higher level for tenants that are maybe more traditional tenants or more professional service based, but still want to appeal to millennial talent, to top talent.
Yeah, I was going to say, it does sound like a very millennial trend. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's about creating those intangibles within the company. You really can't put a price on someone ran into someone else at the, you know, around the water cooler or, you know, the coffee maker and ended up having this conversation that probably wouldn't have happened otherwise. But this new idea emerged out of it and it transformed our company. You know, it's about creating those moments. For sure. I love it. So because you are one of the first females that we've had on the show in a while, and we both have kids that are like the same age. When's your son's birthday? What month?
In October.
October, and not mine in September. I left Northside and left you my room at Northside Hospital is what I did. I'd like to talk just a little bit about being a mom and an entrepreneur and a woman in Atlanta growing your business. What would you say about the community of women entrepreneurs in Atlanta? And is there a group specifically that has helped you along your journey?
I think it kind of ebbs and flows with life stage you're in. When I first moved to Atlanta, my husband and I had just got married. This was like 2009, 2010. And our circle was really based around our church group and finding that core community there. When I went in-house with the firm and I was with them for 5 years, that really much became my family, is my work family, right?
Yeah.
And then when I had my son, it just opened my eyes to all these different kind of mini circles that are really needed, down to like, you know, being able to ask somebody, hey, my son has a bump on his head. Is it bad enough to go to the doctor? All those things that you know
Don't Google that. Yeah.
It's come with time. We moved back to the city this past year after living in the suburbs for a few years, and that's been really great for us to find a community that also kind of embraces the same, you know, restaurant scene that we do, goes to the same school as the kids go to the same school as my son does, and down to his teachers and kind of being, letting them be, inform our community. It's been really great to see my son grow up around this new community. I grew up in a small town, so my circle was much smaller, was basically my family. And so being able to extend that and let different entrepreneurs to kind of, that are in the same life stage as I am, letting them help support and just bouncing ideas off that are, of course, business-based, but more so life-based, and how can we grow together? It's been really great. So yeah, I have a small network of friends who do that more than they know. Yeah.
It's hugely important, especially when you talk about, you know, the kind of life balance, because when you're an entrepreneur, that can really consume your life, you know, sometimes to an extent. You know, maybe less so when you're a mom, because you really have to obviously dedicate yourself to your family. But people that really understand what you're going through, even if it's not to give you advice, but that you can talk to, and when they nod, you know that they understand.
Yeah.
And they're not just like nodding like, oh, okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, I think so. I think having a fellow base that's forgiving and gives a lot of grace has been really critical, because it's definitely, you may have weeks where you're traveling several days in a row, and you need that break from them, and you know that you're working on deadlines and you can't give as much as you'd like to because you're giving it somewhere else, either to your clients or your family. So having that community you can come back to who understands what you're going through is really helpful in just knowing that you're not in it alone.
Now, do you have a mentor or someone? They may not necessarily be a quote unquote mentor, but do you feel as though you have mentors that you seek out advice from time to time?
I think so. For me, it's not a dedicated person. And it's funny because that's the advice I give my designers is to have that consistent point for them. I think for me, it's been different people in my life for sure. My creative process, I'm definitely a sponge. I absorb a lot of information at one time and reflect back often. So I think a lot of our clients actually, they teach me a lot just because they let us be so involved in their projects. So at any given time, it's somebody different, but I'm just constantly absorbing and letting that influence how we deal with business and how I perform with, you know, client service, et cetera. So
I love it. And I mean, if there's someone out there and, you know, maybe they're still at their full-time job or they're in their first year of, you know, kind of getting out there and putting an idea into action, what's some advice that you would have for them?
I think that reflection process is so integral to every stage when you're an early starting entrepreneur. Just knowing that you're not going to have it all together before you launch, being able to address things as they come and react quickly, but also take the time to reflect and make sure that's the right stuff that you made. It's just been so essential. I mean, everything that we put out down to our portfolio, our website, our messaging, it's a constant work in progress. And I'm so thankful for that opportunity that nothing's kind of fully done. You always have the chance to go back and address it as you grow with time and through experience.
So you're saying be nimble?
I guess I am.
I love it. I love it. Well, Candace, thank you so much for being on the show today. If people are interested in learning more about you and Nimble Design Co., where should they go?
Absolutely. You can go to meetnimble.com. Follow us on Instagram or Twitter at Nimble Design Co. And you can follow our news and media on our site in the top right tab.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you to the listeners. And just so you guys know, we are live tweeting during the show. You can follow at North Fulton BRX or at Mastermind Stef, STEF. And be sure to follow at Nimble Design Co. for sure on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. And remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.